much. I would say the biggest change from being back is definitely the practice and how the practices are ran. It's a lot more like intent in what you're doing, not as many. It's quality over quantity. That's the best way to like describe it. And I love it. It's good for like an older guy like me, you know, just to get in there and get your reps and then get out. You don't need all the other stuff that, you know, break your body up.
So we saw some familiar big hits from you today. So just what was it like to be back in Dowdy and delivering those hits?
Man, it's a different feeling, especially with the fans in the stands. Like during practice, it's whatever because it's practice. But, you know, doing that and then seeing all the fans and hearing your teammates cheer you on, especially when, you know, when you split up and everybody's cheering against each other, it's a great feeling. I love it. I'm glad to be doing the same stuff that I did before.
What led you back here to East Carolina?
A ton of things. The main thing that I have to give credit to is Coach Harrell. If Coach Harrell wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be here. I love Coach Harrell, and he gave me the opportunity to be back here. And then obviously all of you, all the fans that encouraged me to come back through Twitter and text messages and everything. I love and appreciate every single Pirate fan out there.
Out here today, what did you feel the defensive side of the ball did well?
Defense, we didn't let up a bunch of big plays, which I'm very thankful for, and the explosive plays obviously is what's going to help or hurt you in a big game, and obviously the spring game, you're not going to run some crazy stuff, so it's good to see that with our base install that we can go out and, you know, stop a good offense that, you know, produces a lot of big plays, and I think that's what you've seen today.
What level was the trash talk at leading up to this one?
I don't do a lot of trash talking against this stuff right here, but everybody else, you know, you gotta love it though. The team meeting, everybody going against each other. Obviously, when everybody comes up and you see everybody going against each other, there's a lot of trash talk, but I'm glad that Purple was able to back it up.
How do you describe Josh Aldridge as a coordinator?
Great guy. Great guy, great coordinator. He recruited me out of Liberty when I was in high school, so like I already had kind of a relationship with him. But real good dude and great mindset in football. He's what you want as a defensive coordinator. He's who you want to play for, and I love that.
How did your time away from Greenville and ECU kind of shape or change your perspective just about playing college football?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily changed my perspective on college football as much as it is like appreciating college football and, you know, appreciating the little stuff in life. And I said a quote before, like, the grass is green where you water it. And I think that's a big thing, and I think that the grass is watered so good here. Like, by its root system, East Carolina has what a lot of schools do not have. And I think that being away from it makes you, you know, see and believe that it can be a big and powerful school. And I love that.
With the spring done, what do you want to focus on going into the off season and leading into fall camp?
Well, Coach Baggett's here. I'm hoping that we get a bunch of speed work in. I love Coach Baggett. I love what he's bringing to the table in terms of the strength and conditioning. So hopefully speed work, obviously mobility, rehab, just making sure my body's good for the game against State.